Our next public hearing is subdivision 2013-11, Joseph J. and Joanne Tittermary.
This is an application to consider the subdivision of land in a GR, General Residential District in Broad Kill 100, Sussex County, dividing 29,629 square feet into two lots located south of Bayshore Drive, also known as Route 16A, and being lot two of subdivision of land of Jenny H. J. Layton, others, and being tax map ID 235, map 10, parcel 106. Again, I would ask Mr. Abbott if he had any additional comments.
Mr. Chairman, the commission originally reviewed this request as a other business item on the July 11th, 2013 meeting. At that meeting, you denied the request as submitted and stated that if they still wish to pursue the subdivision, they would be required to go through the major subdivision process. If the commission were receptive to approve this application, it would probably have to be as a conceptual approval only, since lot 2A would need a variance for the square footage and possibly the lot width, since it's located in a conservation district. Lot 2B would need a variance for the square footage, a variance for the lot depth, and possibly a variance for the lot width, since it's also in a conservation district. We received written comments from the County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. The site is not located in a current county-operated and maintained sanitary sewer district. It is in the North Coastal Planning Area. It references that on-site septic systems would be used. The project is not capable of being annexed into a county-operated sanitary sewer district. Conformity to the North Coastal Planning Study or undertaking an amendment would be required. The proposed project is not in an area where Sussex County currently plans to provide sewer service, and a concept plan was not required. And that's all I have on this, unless you have any questions.
All right, sir, we thank you. Okay, is there anyone here representing this application? All right, if you would, come forward, please. Give us your name.
My name's Joe Tittermary, 2855 South Bayshore Drive. This is my wife, Joanne.
Hello.
Hey, how are you this evening?
Very good, thank you. How about you guys?
Not too bad. You heard what our director and assistant director read into the record, put in the record on your behalf. Do you have anything you want to add?
No, just that we bought the property in 2007, and that particular piece that we wanted to subdivide is just sitting there. We really don't use it. Just about everything on that road is on the other side. The properties are like 75 feet of frontage, and I believe 120 deep. This here, we cut off 150 feet of frontage. Same on the water line. It's 150 feet on the back of Deep Hole Creek. The lot actually is somewhat bigger than the lots that are being used now, all with the exception of two others. I think the last three lots on Bayshore were each an acre. Most of the stuff going up and down Bayshore is 75 by whatever the depth might be.
And it's such a lovely thing to see, to watch the fish jump and tease the birds, and it's just a beautiful piece of property.
All right. Well, let's see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you. And Mr. Johnson?
And Mr. Burton?
I'm sorry, Mr. Burton. Excuse me. Pardon me.
The mark on the plan that says the high water mark, what is that? What are you claiming that as the property line? What is that?
Well, actually, according to the the survey, when we bought the property, they made the water line the low water line. The high water line is the heavy mark. The grass floodplain, that square footage was, they surveyed it to the low water line. So that grasslands in the back was picked up as a quitclaim.
So when you bought the property, did you buy the whole
bundle?
Yeah.
You bought from the road to the low water line.
Right.
And then this is, does that have anything to do with the building line or?
No, I don't believe so, no. It just was never, when the property initially was surveyed, they didn't specify high water line, low water line. And the attorney called me and said, I'm going to survey it to the low water line. I said, I didn't understand. I said, whatever.
Okay. Did you do a wetland delineation on this property?
No.
It was, so you bought it and expected this is...
Oh, as far as I know, yeah, it was.
This is where you go. And Shane, you mentioned that it's this grassy area is what?
I didn't mention anything about the grassed area. I said they would need variances for their square footage of the lot.
Is there any conservation there?
In the conservation?
They're in the conservation zone. They don't have central sewer available, so each lot would have to be at least 1 acre and maintain 150 feet width along Depot Creek.
The problem is probably a lot of the lots that they're referring to predated
zoning,
yeah, or that conservation zone requirement.
Yeah, they predated the conservation
zone. Yeah.
So do you use the high water line as a property line, a building line, or just a high water line?
Based on the survey, the high water line, the high water mark is a property line based on Adams Kemp survey.
They've kept the grassy flood area out of being with the lot area, as being part of the lot area within the two lots, the way it's drawn.
Okay. So if they were to claim that, they would not need any variance?
Well, if you allowed them to include that quitclaimed area into each parcel, it would end up with more square footage in each parcel.
I don't think it's an arbitrary thing, though. I think the rules that regulate surveying practices may dictate that the high water mark is the property line. I don't think you can choose, can you?
Well, it depends on what the deed says. You know, you got to go
what
back. Whatever the chain of title says back to the original deed, you know. But well, at this point, this, you know, what they're, I don't know that it really matters because what they're showing is what the commission's got to act on. So it's the heavy lines.
That's
on this.
My point is that what we've been presented with is the property lines are shown in dark, heavy lines. Those are your property lines as far as we're concerned.
Okay.
And the other thing is that this survey has noted that a title search was neither requested. Well, it's not the same as a deed. It's researching the deed. So never mind. Sorry. Anyway, okay. So I mean, we have to make a decision based on what's in front of us.
And this being the property line, and all the variances that we needed come off of this big black line.
Well, I think that's why the variances are needed because that's the property line.
Okay.
Yeah. And.
And the variance is, just so you know, under the code, they're to the Board of Adjustment.
Right.
Yeah, they're not ours.
Yeah, right.
And you're... Go ahead.
As far as the title search, I'm sure when we bought it in 2007, there was a title search. When I called Mr. Kemp to make up the subdivision, I guess that's why he put that in there, because we didn't do it, but we're the original owners from 2007
until now. It's not unusual. What's on the survey is not unusual. That's fine. It's. I was thinking of something else, and that's why I mentioned it. But no, that's. We see that frequently.
Okay. And your reason for doing this is for resale.
It's just it's a piece of property that I look out the window and I say, what a shame that it just sits there, and you know, somebody could make use of it. The county could get some money out of ratables. I just cut the grass in front of it. And I curse it when I go down there. Well, you know, I it's too much to take care of. We're getting ready to retire. We live in New Jersey, and we're down here every weekend, but we're getting ready to retire down here permanently. And I said it'd be nice to have somebody even right next door instead of, you know, from here, from this all the way up, you can't hardly see the next house. It's just all empty.
And you would need a septic on
this. Right. That's why I subdivided it with 150 feet of frontage, because I believe you need 150 feet of frontage to be able to do septic.
Have you done a septic feasibility at all?
Pardon me?
Have you done a septic feasibility at all? Mm-hmm. Okay. I have no further questions.
Okay. All right, then. Mr. Johnson?
And in your home where is your current septic system now? As we look at the...
When you look to the left, there's 58 feet from the one side of the house. It's sort of like in the middle. Maybe 15 feet out from the house, 20 feet maybe. It's 58 feet from the house to the property line.
So as I'm looking at your house from the street, it's to your left.
Right.
Left.
Yes. Right.
Left.
Left.
Correct. Correct.
From the in
if
the
you're
house.
Looking at the right house. Yeah, it's the left.
The other way.
You say potato.
Who's on first?
Who's on first? And what about the water? Do you have a well or?
No, it's Wilkerson Water Company.
Okay, so you have a water company. Okay. And that water company would be available to service this other lot as well?
Yes.
Okay. I have no further questions, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Smith, no questions. Mr. Rawls?
I just don't know how you squeeze all that in such a small area, you know. I really don't have any questions. I mean, it's right there in front of me, so no thanks.
Okay. Mr. Lang?
No questions.
Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Council?
No questions. Thanks.
All right, then. If you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here
that
has an interest in your
Thanks
application.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of subdivision 2013-11, Joseph J. and Joanne Tittermary? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to subdivision 2013-11? Yes, sir. Step right up.
My name is Sam Burke. I'm the developer of this subdivision. I designed this subdivision to be a four-lot subdivision because that's what was required in terms of acreage at the time. Mm-hmm. And as a matter of fact, the state of Delaware came along and took a 50 by 100 foot right away from the south end of the subdivision, mm-hmm. thereby making one of the lots not quite large enough to meet the state requirements for septic. But when they took that lot, they told me that they would make sure that I had four lots from their septic approval point of view, but no more than four lots. This lot is an odd shape, but it's that shape because I needed that much land in order to get approval to subdivide the land. I've checked with the state, and they told me that they would not, they have rules that would prevent a septic from being placed on this new lot, the size of that they're requesting it to be. The owner of the prospective lot could ask for a variance, but they are not granted as a matter of routine in this type of an area. Mind if I ask, have 51% of the owners of lots in the subdivision approved?
I don't think there's any.
No, we don't.
Any record of that?
Well, there's a requirement that 51% of the owners of lots in this subdivision need to approve of a further subdivision, and that hasn't been met. So I'm opposed to it for a number of reasons. Number one, it won't support a septic, and I know it won't support a septic from my own experience. Number two, they haven't met the requirements of the Planning and Zoning Department in terms of 51% approval of the other lot owners. And number three, as far as I'm concerned, this survey, I'm looking at it right now, there appears to be an attempt the applicants have submitted a deed which has on it quit claim deed parcel that's quit claim to them. And the person who quit claimed that parcel to them did not own the land. Quick owned the land. And so if anybody was going to quit claim deed that grass floodplain area to the applicants, it would be me and not the other people, because I didn't sell them that part, if you're following what I'm saying. I don't know that it's important at this hearing, but I only mention it. So I would ask that you deny the application.
All right, sir.
Any questions for Mr. Burke?
I'd like to ask you a question, if I could. How did Denrec's, I guess it's their groundwater section, how did they make a determination that over the counter that there could not be a septic?
Size of the parcel and the history of the property.
The size, okay.
And the history of the property.
Do you have any kind of affidavit from them on their letterhead?
No, I don't, but just simply.
And the 51%, is that recorded somewhere?
I think he's referring to the requirement of subdivision code that
it's
talks
in
about.
The code?
Yeah,
okay.
That talks
right.
about.
The code requires that if this land, for this lot to be subdivided, 51% of the lot owners in this subdivision, this four lot subdivision, must approve it.
Thank you.
That's and they all. Haven't done that.
That's right. If they were done as a four lot subdivision, would have to have approval, 51%.
No, the septic question, that was, I think somebody asked, you know, whether there was
the septic question is a question with the state. It really doesn't. I understand that. I'm just mentioning that out loud in a public forum.
And we appreciate your comments.
And what typically, for everybody's benefit, the commission doesn't generally act on these type of things without the septic feasibility statement, because we don't want to get in the business of approving a lot that somebody might buy that then can't turn around and put septic on it. You know, so I think probably my advice would be to defer pending receipt of a septic feasibility statement.
Well,
so
everybody
knows one way or the
that's
other.
That's kind of what I was trying to get at.
Yes.
If we had it.
And it sounds like we don't.
Well.
Yeah,
anyway. We'll talk about it.
Yeah, right.
I'm not. There are more issues than just the septic.
Well, there are. So. I agree. Thank you.
You're welcome, sir. Thank you. Does anyone else like to speak in opposition? Does anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.